Hey guys, Dylan here, producer of the E-Commerce Alley podcast. Now, before we get into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a special offer that we are giving all of our podcast listeners. If you scroll down below this episode in the show notes, you'll find a link to a special podcast listener deal on our scientific e-commerce Facebook ads testing course. Now, normally this is $27, but we're going to give you a special link to grab it for only $10. And included with that is a 30-minute ads expert call where we help answer your questions and implement the content. Thank you very much for being a valued listener to our podcast. And now, onto this episode.
We were able to leverage email to produce more than $120,000 in revenue last month for a brand that we work with, or approximately 1/4 of their overall revenue for the entire month. Email is one of those things that is an e-commerce brand. You can't afford to ignore it. You should probably invest more in it. And I believe it's the only legal way to print money on demand as a business. My second year in business, I had this mentor, and he had a huge email list, or at least to me, it was a really large email list. And that was to a tune of a bit more than 200,000 people. And he had this list, and I remember he sent one newsletter per week to this list. And it was very, very simple. It was a personalized message from him. He had some graphics, he had some links, because he humanized the brand. It was built a lot around his personality and who he was. And so he would always have a message tucked in there, and then he would have graphics and links to different products that they sold. And they would cycle out some different products each week inside this newsletter. Now, when they sent out this newsletter every week, on average, each newsletter produced $3,000 to $5,000for that email, right? So one email per week times four, $3,000 to $5,000. So, you know, they're making $12,000 to let's say $20,000 on the high end per month from a 200,000 person list. Me, on the other hand, I'm sitting there, and this is my second year of business. So I had basically no email list, and I see him with 200,000. I'm like, Jeffrey, this is amazing. Like, I wish I had an email list like this. And I knew that he was sitting on a ton of potential. And I knew this because, you know, being 2 years into business, I listened to a lot of podcasts, I read a lot of blogs, and I knew that there was all this value in email. But I really didn't know what I was talking about at the time. And so I actually convinced him. I said, Jeffrey, let my team and I take over your email, come up with a strategy for 1 month, and give us 10% of the revenue that we produce over the 20,000 that you're already making. So the first 20,000, we don't take anything of, and then everything over 20,000, we'll just take a mere 10% of, which to him was a no-brainer, right? Because if we could produce 40,000 from the list, then he would get 20,000 and we'd only get 2,000 bucks, but he would make 18,000 net more than he did before us doing it. And so no-brainer, he took us on and we dove into creating strategy. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I had never done anything with email at the time. I just knew of it. It was kind of one of those things where I'm like, hey, if opportunity presents itself, I will learn. He has nothing on the hook other than paying us 100% performance basis. And so I knew it was something I wanted to do. I knew email was really valuable. And up until then, I was not an email guy. I was more on like the social media side, and I did a lot of ad-based things. And so what I did was I came up with a plan, and I took his top-selling products that together bundled to about $150 to $200 in value. I can't remember the exact dollar amount. And we decided to sell it as a bundled package for $100. But we only were going to allow it to be available for that price point for 1 month. How we would do it was we would announce the sale. So it'd be basically a 4 week, we would run it all month long, 4 weeks long. We would announce the sale in week one, and we would send 3 emails per week for the first 3 weeks. And then 1 email per day the entire last week, just pushing it hard. So 3 emails week one, 3 week two, 3 week three, plus 7. So that's 3 times 3, which is 9 emails, plus 7, 16 total emails throughout the entire course of a month, which is 4 times more than he would normally send. So we ended up sending these emails, and we sold 2,080 product bundles for a total revenue of $208,000. In other words, he made $1.04 per recipient on his list, and he made 10.4 times the typical $15,000 to $20,000 he generated from email each month. And the revenue per email generated was $13,000 per email that we sent. And so this is important because we generally see $1 to $4 per month produced per person on your list. If you have 1,000 people, you can make $1,000 to $4,000 a month with your list done right. It doesn't mean everybody just pulls out their wallets and gives you a dollar, but you're going to have 10 people come spend $100. And that's going to get you to that threshold. And so as you can see, we hit the nail on the head with him when he was normally generating 10 cents per person on his list. And so 15 to 10 cents per person on his list. And so really, really powerful stuff. Like, that is why email is so important. I'll give you another example. You know, a smaller email list, about a fourth of the size. We recently took on a client that had something similar, but they had a much smaller list. So they had a 47,000 person list, which some of you might be listening or watching and saying, Josh, like, I have a 2,000 person list, or a 5,000, or a 1,000, or a 500. It's okay. Like, we all start there, as a quick side note. You're just going to progress through this. The math and the numbers still remain the same. So they have 47,000 people on their list, and they were already sending one email per day. Now, this was on the other end. They were very, very active for a 47,000 person email list. They're sending one email per day, producing $1,000 to $1,500 per email. Depending on the day, sometimes they get a little bit higher, but the average per month produced from email with the automations and everything was 60 to 75,000 from email marketing as a whole. So here's what happened. We took over. We implemented our strategy. We're actually still doing that. We haven't touched automations. We've only improved the campaigns. We increased our campaign cadence, meaning we sent more emails. We improved our messaging, and now the same database of people with just a little bit more email is actually producing $3,000 to $6,000 per email. Three on the low end, six on the high end. It just depends on what we're promoting at that moment in time and what the messaging is and things like that. So as a result, their email has more than doubled in the first 30 days since our team took over just about a month ago from the time of this recording. So there's a saying in the internet marketing world way back in the day that maybe it's still around now. I don't hear it too often, but that is, the money is in the list. And it's very, very true. The larger your list, the more you can literally print money on demand. I send an email, I produce sales. And the amount of time it takes me to send one email or to 100 people, or one email to 100,000 people, is about the same amount of time. And once you become very fluent in this, and you're very streamlined in your processes, and you have your reps in, and you have your cadence for doing this, it will create a huge impact on your business, because email marketing is a high leverage activity. High impact, and it doesn't take a whole lot of resource in order to actually produce that high level of impact. And the great thing about it is, you have immediate access to your database, meaning you don't have to, you don't have ad spend. Once someone's in your database, you don't have ad spend to get them to buy. The only cost that you have is the time you or someone you hire takes to send, design, plan, and send that email. And by having a good email marketing strategy, it's going to increase your customer lifetime value. And the only cost is the time that you spend, or the person or team that you hire to do it spends. But the thing is, like anything, it does take this consistent level of habit to create a cadence, to establish your messaging, to establish your voice, and actually produce results. And so what I want to walk through is, I want to walk through our five-step email strategy that we use. It doesn't matter if we're starting from scratch, or if we're bringing on a client that has 47,000 or 200,000 people on their list already. Over the last almost decade, 9 years plus some, we have pieced the strategy together that if we're taking anything over, these are the five steps that we use in order to implement email effectively and how to continue to improve that email performance. But before I jump into that, I want to invite you. If you haven't joined the E-commerce Alley Facebook group, you need to do it. It's absolutely free, and you can go to alleypodcast.com/group. And in that group, we go live every single Thursday. I'm here in the studio. We're covering topics. I'm reviewing ad copy. We're looking at websites. We're looking at ads. I'm giving advice in optimization sessions. Like, it's literally free coaching once per week on a group scale. And then also, we release new content. We release new trainings and workshops and things that you will not find on this podcast or anywhere else, but if you're in the group. There are several thousand of us there. It's growing every single day. I encourage you, go join it, alleypodcast.com/group, and it will just forward you to the Facebook group page. All right. So the email marketing strategy weeds, there are five steps that we're going to do. And so I want to break this down. I'm going to give you a couple examples as we go. But before I do, there are three primary types of email that you're going to hear me talk about. And they're really only three types, or at least these are the three types that I've categorized. Maybe there are more and I'm just unaware. But there are three types of emails. The first type of email is what we call a transactional email. A transactional email means I place an order and it says, your order is being prepared, or it says your order has shipped, or your order is out for delivery, or your order has been delivered. These are transactional emails. They happen at these transactional moments throughout the buying and delivery process. It's usually related to shipping. And so I call these transactional emails. The second type are campaigns. These are emails that you design, write, plan, and you manually schedule these out. And so the examples I gave you before, those were all campaigns that we have sent out. So those are all campaigns. We write them and we schedule them manually to go to different segments of our list that we want to, and those are campaigns. And the third type are automations. If you use Klaviyo, which is our recommended email marketing tool, then they're going to call them flows. But basically, they're the same thing. They're automations. They're things that will go automatically based on behavior, based on things people do, or where they're at in the automation process. And so Klaviyo calls these flows, but they're automated emails that go out that you don't, once you create them once, they will go out over and over and over again. So for that, think of things like post-purchase, cart abandonment, browse abandonment, things like that. So with that in mind, transactional campaigns and automations, those are the three types of emails. Here is the overarching process that we follow when we're getting an email strategy off the ground. Now, as I go through this, what I'm going to encourage you to do is kind of mentally take an audit of your stuff and where you're at. Some of these things you might have in place, some of them you won't. So progress through it in this order, because this is what we would do. If we were to consult you or look at your stuff and audit your stuff, we would tell you in this order, do this, then do this, then do this, then do this, then do this. So here are the five steps that we will follow. The first thing we'll do, step number one, is to establish your campaign cadence. This means how many emails are you going to send per week, per month, per day, depending on what the promo cycle might look like. But what's your baseline cadence? So ask yourself this, do I send one per week? That one account we took on, they were sending one per day. They were already in that cadence. So we took that on and then we actually just bumped it a little bit. We don't send two a day, but there are a couple times a month we send some additional. So we probably send like 45 to, let's say, 50 on the high-end emails per month. There are a couple key moments we do to certain segments of our list. So number one, establish your campaign cadence, and then you have to keep it, okay? So if you're starting at zero, go to one. If you're starting at one, maintain one. If you're starting at two, maintain two. So first we have to establish a cadence that we can keep, that will not burn us out, and that we can commit to doing, and we can get in that habit. We can get our reps in and we can create consistency in delivering emails to our list. Now, one thing I want you to keep in mind with this is if you have a smaller list, let's say you're like sub 1,000 or sub 2,000 or sub 5,000. If you're like a smaller list, you might have 200 people on your list.
Hey, thanks for checking out the E-Commerce Alley podcast. If you've been enjoying this episode so far, it would mean a ton to us if you'd leave us a rating on whatever podcast app you're listening to. And as a token of our appreciation, if you take a screenshot of your review and email it to team@theecommercealley.com, we're just going to go ahead and shoot you a $10 Amazon gift card just as a thank you. Now, back to the episode.
Then be very intentional about the volume of your cadence, like how often you're going to send. Because if you have a list of 500 people, you don't need to send 7 days a week. You don't have to send a daily email. I would recommend you send like one email per week. And as your list grows, the larger your list, we found that it's okay to continue to send them more. And the one thing we've learned overall with email is you can send more emails than you think you might be able to send. People expect them. They're used to them. If you have a 20% open rate, then someone will see your email once in every five emails, because that is 20%. So keep that in mind. If I were to send five emails a week, statistically, someone will only see one of those five, all right? And so when you're creating your cadence, take into consideration the size of your email list. The smaller my email list, the less impact I'm gonna get from those emails, because having 500 people on my list, I won't have a substantial increase in impact, meaning dollars produced, by sending 7 emails a week. But if I have 47,000 people on my email list, the impact I will receive from sending 7 emails a week is high. And so take that into consideration. So that's step number one, establish your campaign cadence. Step number two is to build what I call your core 5 automations. And here's what they are. The first one is your transactional automation. This is gonna be your delivery automations. Hey, when the product is getting prepared, or when the product is shipped out, when the product is in transit, when the product is out for delivery, when the product has been delivered. This should be an automation that you build out that is based on the transaction. And this increases the communication volume between you and your customers, which enhances their experience and increases the probability of them becoming a loyal customer or coming back and buying again. So that's the first type of core automation, your transactional ones. Do that before anything, because if someone comes to your website, we want to make sure that their experience is good. The second core automation is a post-purchase automation. Now, yes, the transactional ones are going to happen after somebody buys, but those are based on just the shipping and the delivery side of it. Post-purchase is where you're going to begin to indoctrinate them to your brand. You're going to begin to explain why you're different, what your value proposition is, why you help, other products that you have, and you're going to start to work on building this rapport with the customer that just purchased. You might, if your product is a little unique and it's not self-explanatory on how it's going to work, you may want to build into your post-purchase process best ways to use your product, or some how-tos, or what to expect, or how to prepare for the delivery based on what you're selling. The third type of automation is going to be a cart abandonment. Most people have this set up. They're pretty stock templates to make this happen. Shopify, I believe, has one automatically built in there. We recommend moving everything to a branded format using a tool like Klaviyo or some other email marketing tool. Cart abandonment means they add stuff to their cart, they get in, they begin the checkout process, they enter their email, they enter their information, but they don't press purchase at the very, very end. And we want to bring those people back because they are high intent. And usually, cart abandonment is one of the largest revenue driving automations or flows that you can do. The fourth type of automation we're going to run is a browse abandonment. This means that they're already somebody in our email database. So if you're using Klaviyo, they're already in your Klaviyo database. And this means if they click on an email or they're on your website and they look at a particular product on your website, but they don't check out, you can then, because they're already in your database, you can basically do cart abandonment emails to them because they're already in your database. Cart abandonment is for people that have never been in your database and they have to give you their email in the checkout process in order to get in it. And browse abandonment is basically cart abandonment, but you can run it to people who are browsing products on your site that are already in your database. This is usually competing for spot number one. Usually browse abandonment and cart abandonment are the highest two producing revenue flows that you could have set up, or automations, that you could have set up in your email marketing tool. And the final core automation we're gonna have is a welcome series. And this is something that we're gonna have in place for people that just join for maybe you have a welcome offer, where they come to your website and they can take 10 or 15% off their first order. That's pretty standard. There's a pop-up somewhere on the site. They subscribe, they fill it out, and then you have a welcome series. We'll typically have 5 to 7 emails in this welcome series, and it's going to, similar to the post-purchase, we're gonna indoctrinate them to our brand. We're gonna talk about why we're different. We're gonna talk about the different products that we have, why they should buy from us, what makes us unique, what our value proposition is, and things like that. So those are the 5 core automations. We have transactional, post-purchase, cart abandonment, browse abandonment, and then the welcome series. So step number one, establish campaign cadence. Step number two, build those 5 core automations. And then step number three is to run what I call cash injection campaigns every 4 to 6 weeks. Now, just like it sounds, this is every 4 to 6 weeks, a specific promotion that you're gonna run in order to inject cash into your business as a campaign. All right, so for example, one thing we'll do is we will plan out quarterly. We'll look at holidays. We're gonna look at everything coming up. We're gonna look at like special months that are happening that could tie to our brand. We're gonna look in advance. And then what we're gonna do is we're going to, every 4 to 6 weeks, so 2 to 3 times in each quarter, we are going to run intentional cash injection promotional campaigns for the sake of injecting cash into our business. And these are going to be short campaigns. I mean, they're going to be 1 day, 2 day, maybe 3 day at the most types of sales. So we might do a 24 hour, a 48 or a 72 weekend sale where it's from Friday to Sunday. We open it up on Friday. We close it Sunday at midnight. And this is going to inject cash into our business from our email list predictably every 4 to 6 weeks. But we're not doing this every week because by doing that, you will cannibalize your brand in the degree that people will only wait once a week to buy those. But if they're as infrequent as every month and a half, meaning every 4 to 6 weeks, then that's not going to stop people from buying before that cycle hits. Okay, so we call these cash injection campaigns every 4 to 6 weeks. And throughout the year, if you did it once a month, you have 12. If you do it every 6 weeks, you're going to have, I believe it's eight. So you're going to have eight every year of cash injection focused campaigns. And the main thing we're gonna try to do is tie this to a holiday if we can. So if I'm looking into the Q4 is just littered with holidays. You are good to go. Find something in October. If you can't find something, by the way, just do a flash sale. Really, really easy. Just do a flash sale for 24 or 72 hours and push it hard. November, you can easily tie to Cyber Monday, Black Friday, Giving Tuesday, Small Business Saturday, Christmas. You just have the whole month of December to basically promote going into New Year's. So that's the third thing, is to run cash injection campaigns every 4 to 6 weeks. Now, the fourth thing we're going to do is we're then, with that established, we have our campaign cadence, we have our core five automations, and we have our cash injection campaigns every 4 to 6 weeks. Once we're in flow with that, the fourth thing we'll do is we will increase number one, we will increase the campaign cadence that we're doing in number one. So if I'm sending one email per week, I'm gonna bump that up to two. If I'm sending two, I'm gonna bump it up to three, right? We worked with the client, they were sending 30 per month, and we bumped that up to like 45 to 50, depending on the month, because we're gonna just have some additional promos or some additional like 2 day emails that we have. We have two emails go out in a day to a very particular hot big buyers list that they have. And so increase that campaign cadence, but, if the dollars per subscriber drops below $1 per person on your list, decrease the cadence. That's the rule. So if I'm sending, let's use 1,000 people on my list, and I'm sending one email per week, and I'm producing like $1,500 per month from that list. I'm doing like $1.50 per person on my list per month. So the goal is $1 to $4 is the range we see. Four is if you're like really dialed in and you've been doing this for a long time. One is the minimum we're looking for though. And let's say you jump from 1 to 2 emails per week and your revenue from email goes from $1,500 down to, the revenue per email goes from $1.50 per person down to 80 cents per person. In that scenario, we would back off. We would decrease the cadence. So maybe instead of sending going from 4 emails per month to 8, I might go to 6. So there are gonna be 2 weeks in the month where we only send one email and 2 weeks in the month where we send 2 emails. So that's kind of the balance that we want. $1 is the floor that we're looking for. There's no ceiling, right? We want as much as we can, but $1 is the floor that we're looking for per subscriber per month with our email list. So we're gonna work to increase the campaign cadence. And I'm telling you, you can send way more than you think. The client that we send 45 to 50 emails a month, guess what? Their unsubscribe rate is less than 0.1%. In fact, sometimes it's so small where it's only a few people out of 47,000 that it says 0% because it's that small. All right, so you can send more than you think. So we establish campaign cadence, we build our five core automations, we run cash injection campaigns every 4 to 6 weeks, we increase the campaign cadence, and then what's the only other thing we need to do? We need to add and then optimize our automations. In Klaviyo, those are called flows. So we're gonna add more and we're gonna optimize more. There are plenty that you can add. I'm not gonna dive into all the different types you can add. I could give a couple examples here. You could have loyalty-based ones. You could do a second post-purchase that kind of dives even deeper. You can do what are called win back. You could set up what are called sunset flows. So it kind of gets rid of people from your list. It suppresses them after a certain amount of time. You can build sunset flows. You can build bounce back flows to get them to place a second order within 3 hours of placing their first order. There are so many things you could do, but overall, we wanna continue to add automations and we wanna continue to optimize them, to go back through and revamp them every so often to make sure that they're producing revenue. And if we see things that are not producing revenue, then we're going to work to increase the subject lines and increase the content within it to make them more enticing. But overall, email marketing should be one of those things that you're just putting more into than you probably are right now. It's a high leverage activity that will increase the overall revenue and the profitability of your business. And the resource to actually implement it is really low in comparison to other things that are quick to leverage, like advertising. Advertising, you have ad spend, but ad spend will usually be much more to generate the results that email could generate, but it's much cheaper. You've been listening though to the E-commerce Alley podcast produced by Dylan Counts. If you want to join our free community, I highly recommend that you do. I'm a little bit biased there though, right? Go to alleypodcast.com/group, join the free Facebook group where we go live every single week. You get a lot more content, a lot more resources. You'll be glad that you did. So on behalf of my team, thanks for being our listener. I'll see you. Hey guys, it's Josh. Thanks for listening to the audio version of the E-commerce Alley. Did you know that we actually have an amazing set in high quality video production that gets posted on YouTube every single week? If you've never watched the E-commerce Alley on YouTube, you have to. Go to alleypodcast.com/YouTube to check it out. Once again, thank you for listening to this podcast and we hope you enjoy this episode.